My Trail, less than a year before his death at the age of 20. Which brings us to the end of tonight's special Friday the 13th program, dedicated to those of you who like spirits as well as those who can't stand them. And this is Ray Fleurlage inviting listeners of both types to join us again next Friday at the same time for a special jazz show. And before then, to visit the Melody Hut at 1535 Howard Street for the pick of the records. Who knows? Triad may be playing some of them next.
The sounding board was pre-recorded for more convenient release at this time. This is WXFM Elmwood Park, serving the Chicagoland area from studios in Elmwood Park and from high atop 333 North Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago, 106 on your FM dial. The time is 8 o'clock. In a world of faceless computers and soulless mass production, Four Farthings, 2060 North Cleveland, is the place for the individual. Four Farthings is a friendly pub with English ales, liters of beer, and carafes of wine with a variety of sandwiches, all in the setting of Old England. Four Farthings Pub, 2060 North Cleveland, where there are no strangers, only friends who haven't met. We invite you now to stay tuned for Triad.
Kinds of bells. Balinese gamelan to start off with tonight from the Isle of Bali. Sounds of tintabulation in the background. This is Bobby Hutcherson with Harold Land, taking us on a mental journey down south. Thank you.
Sense alone, or by some essence of its own, 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 or by some essence of its own. By some essence of its own, or 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 by some essence of its own.
nature's greatest wonders is the ability of the human ear to distinguish among the millions of sounds around us. Listen. Recognize those sounds? Surely. Each sound has a distinctive pitch, loudness, and quality. You will hear later how these characteristics are determined by the frequency, intensity, and form of sound waves in the air. Waves which your ears pick up and analyze. But first, let's investigate what causes sound. The source of every sound is a vibrating body. Take, for example, a drum. The vibrating drum head pushes against the air every time it moves outward. It shoves the air molecules against other air molecules, compressing the air. This compression moves away as the drum head moves inward, leaving a region where the air is slightly thinner than normal. On the next outward push of the drum head, another region of compression is formed and started on its way outward. We call these pulses of compressions and rarefactions pressure waves. As long as the drum head vibrates, pressure waves will be generated and sent through the air. When waves of sufficient strength reach your ears, they push on your eardrums, setting them to vibrating too. It's these vibrations which your brain interprets as sound.
Where are you taking me?
We don't have much time. There's a lot you have to know. If the revolution is to be successful,
it's his point. But
what was the revolutionary leadership? Go here. I take two.
Say you want the revolution, comrades. Well, first you need some clothes, maybe. The best place to get clothes on the south side of Chicago is Revolution Boutique at 6257 Southwestern. They got all different kinds of very groovy bell bottoms and things, which could go on your body and cover it up. Revolution Boutique, 6257 Southwestern in Chicago. All different kinds of clothes at very good prices.
Talk about destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out?
And this is WXFM in Elmwood Park, serving Chicago from studios in Elmwood Park and high atop 333 North Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago. And of course, this is Triad. We heard little about sound and how we hear and distinguish sounds. We'll be hearing more from that later, learning more about sound. Heard a lot of bells before that. Carillons from the Russian Orthodox Church. Something called Essence of Its Own from an album called Rock and Other Four-Letter Words, created by Jay Marks and Shippen Lebzelter, featuring a cast of thousands, including the voices, comments, yawns, and blurbs of bunches of international rock stars and various other good people. Tintabulation, which is a side of the Environments 2 album, complete side of Bell Vibrations. If there's something on your mind tonight, maybe you'd like to communicate something. You have some information, want some information. Maybe hear some sounds that you don't often hear. Our number here is 943-7474. This is Sun Ra and Blue Soul.
Tried to carry on a conversation above the roar of a train or airplane engine, and then you know that one sound may make it difficult to hear another sound. This drowning out, or masking, occurs because the auditory nerves in your ear can carry only so many impulses to your brain at one time. When the lines are already loaded, any further stimulation is lost. Let's investigate this phenomenon more closely. If a tone with a frequency of 1,200 cycles per second and another tone with a frequency of 2,000 cycles per second are sounded together very softly, and then the 1,200 cycle tone is increased in intensity, eventually it may mask the higher tone. On the other hand, it is exceedingly difficult for a tone of high frequency to mask a tone of lower frequency. We will now try to drown out the 1200 cycle tone by increasing the intensity of the 2000 cycle tone.
Thank you.
Thomas, by request, creator has a master plan. Before that, here on Triad, Freeform Radio, weeknights 8 until midnight.